The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, happy rainy morning to everybody. God says to Moses here in the book of Exodus, "Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses replies, "Who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" You ever stop to consider that Moses was the least qualified guy in the world to go to the Pharaoh of Egypt? Least qualified in the world. Not only did Moses have a speech impediment, you might remember that, but Moses was a fugitive from Egyptian justice. He was on the run, living as an exile in a foreign land, on the run for murder. Least qualified man in the world to go and talk to the Pharaoh of Egypt. Well, Moses is about to discover that when God calls, he also equips. God provides everything you need to carry out the mission he's entrusted to you. So Moses has a speech impediment, no problem. God's going to provide Aaron to be his spokesman. And Moses has a credibility problem. He's a fugitive from the law. He's a criminal. No problem. When Moses calls down the plagues of Egypt from heaven on the heads of the Egyptians, when Moses has the power to work miracles, well, they'll believe in him well enough when he does that. But the most important gift that God gives to Moses is the gift of his presence. So you'll hear this in the first reading tomorrow. Moses turns to God after this very scene that we just heard, and he says, "And when I go to the people and I tell the people that God sent me," and the people turn to me and they ask, "Who sent you? What's his name? What do I tell them then?" And God says, "You will tell them that I am sent you." Now, just as an aside, the Israelites, the Hebrews, only people in the world to believe in only one God. Did you know that? Nowhere else in the world. I mean, it's universal truth. You can see the pantheon of the gods of Hinduism, or you can look at all the gods of the Romans, all the gods of the Greeks. You can get in a boat, you can sail across the ocean, you can go to Central America, you can learn about all their gods. Everybody but everybody believed in a multiplicity of gods. There's a god of the sun and the god of the moon and the god of the wind. And so here's Moses growing up in this world. He turns to God and he says, "Great, cool, what's your name? Which one of those gods are you?" And God answers, "I am the one who is." And just as an aside, we don't believe that God is the supreme being. We don't believe that God is the greatest being in the universe. Why? Because God is not a being in the universe. God is the very act of existence itself, and the greatest gift that he can possibly give, understand, to you, to me, to Moses, to anybody, is the gift of his presence. And Moses is going to learn something else, too. He's going to learn that before he could receive the gift of God's presence, he first had to become very, very humble. Very small. You remember Moses used to be the adopted son of the Pharaoh of Egypt, a royal official in the royal household of the most powerful country in the world, a position of no small prestige. God doesn't come to Moses in those days, does he? No. He waits until he's become very, very humble, until he's become a criminal, a murderer, a fugitive, an exile, someone living in a foreign land tending for someone else's sheep. That's when God comes to Moses. That's when he's ready. And Jesus says, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You've revealed these things to the little ones." Can I share with you an idea that's nothing more than a personal opinion? Take it or leave it. It's this. All of the hardships of your life have first and foremost been ordered by God towards one purpose, towards emptying you of yourself enough that God can come, because God can't come to you if you're filled with yourself. And setbacks are very, very powerful. They have a way of making us small when we had become too big. It's just a little thought now for the day. If we're wise, we will learn to see God's providence, his loving providence, in every hardship. And if we're humble, we'll come to realize just how great a gift his presence is.